Rama writes briefly in Tavkuf Nun Aleph in a greater length in Tavkuf Vav that the minig is not to do Kiddush Levana in the month of Av until after Tisha B'Av, and similarly in the month of Tishrei until after Yom Kippur. What's the reason for this minig? So Gemara says that Kiddush Levana is comparable to Kabbalah's Pnei Shekhinah, to greeting the Shekhinah itself, and therefore it has to be done with kavod, and not only with kavod, but with a sense of excitement and the proper appreciation for the great momentous occasion that it is. In fact, that's why we always do Kiddush Levana standing. That's why we also wait until Motzai Shabbos, which is a time when people are in their Shabbos clothes, they're dressed up, there's a nice crowd. It's more respectful for the occasion of greeting the Shekhinah. In fact, the Poskim even write that if a person is doing Kiddush Levana during the week, he should also put on special clothes in honor of the great occasion. So the Rama says, since Kiddush Levana's Kabbalah's Pnei HaShekhinah should be delayed until after Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. And when it comes to the month of Av, we can't possibly be excited about greeting the Shekhinah while we're mourning about the fact that we are not able to greet the Shekhinah in the Beis HaMikdash. In the month of Tishrei as well, we're nervous about the impending Yom HaDin. We're not able to have the proper frame of mind, the proper spirit for Kiddush Levana. And therefore, Kiddush Levana should be delayed until after Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. So when is the proper time for Kiddush Levana in these months? The Rama distinguishes between Av and Tishrei. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, he says, even Motzai Tisha B'Av is not the right time for Kiddush Levana. We're still not in good spirits, not in a good frame of mind. We're drained from a long and difficult day. Wait until the night after Motzai Tisha B'Av. When it comes to Yom Kippur, on the other hand, a person leaves Yom Kippur uplifted by the great experience and confident that he's been forgiven for his sins. It's the proper time for Kiddush Levana on Motzai Yom Kippur. There were great poskim who disagreed with the Rama and did Kiddush Levana even before Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. However, it seems that the common minhag is, like the Rama, to delay Kiddush Levana until after these days. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that many Achronim disagree with the Rama's point about Motzai Tisha B'Av and say that Motzai Tisha B'Av, one should in fact do Kiddush Levana. There may be several reasons for the position of these Achronim. First of all, we always say Zerizim Akdim and Lemitzos. We want to do Mitzos as early as possible. Secondly, there's a limited window of opportunity to do Kiddush Levana. We know you can only do Kiddush Levana for the first half of the month, by which we mean halfway between Moled and Moled, between the new moon and the next new moon, which is actually a little bit, the new moon is a little bit before Rosh Chodesh. So there's only a few days, especially in a year like this year, when Tisha B'Av is pushed off to the next day, to Yud Av. So Sunday night, according to the Rama, we're not going to do Kiddush Levana. Only really 3 days left in order to do Kiddush Levana in the optimal time, L'chadchila. So there could be inclement weather, cloudy, a person could forget. It may be a little bit dangerous. And finally, the Berheite writes in the name of the Arizal that Motzai Tisha B'Av is really the optimum time for Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana represents the waxing and waning of the moon and the waxing and waning of our fortunes, of history, of Am Yisrael. And even though we've gone into Golos and we experienced the Churban, as we focus on that on Tisha B'Av, nonetheless, we are hopeful and also confident that we're going to move into a stage of Geula. The Yerushalmi says that Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. What better way to express that than to do Kiddush Levana? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that perhaps Motzai Tisha B'Av really is the optimal time for Kiddush Levana. But what about the Rama's concerns? So the Mishnah Berurah says they should be addressed. A person should have something to eat and drink before doing Kiddush Levana and should put on his regular shoes as well. This year, we have a little bit more of a complication because we're fasting already Motzai Shabbos, and that means we do Havdalah ala kos Sunday night following the fast. That being the case, we cannot just have a bite to eat in shul and then go do Kiddush Levana. We would need to make Havdalah. And even if we could arrange Havdalah in shul, many people would want to go home and make Havdalah for their wives. They wouldn't want to be Yotze with Havdalah in shul. So what can be done? So a person can go ahead, of course, and do Kiddush Levana the next night, as the Rama recommended. Otherwise, given the perhaps an optimal world, a perfect world, we'd all go home, break our fast, and come back to shul an hour later and do Kiddush Levana with a nice large group of people. But assuming that that's difficult to arrange, given the choice between doing Kiddush Levana b'chidus later after eating, or doing Kiddush Levana as a group right after Tisha B'Av, the Mishnah Berurah writes it would be better to do it as a group right after Tisha B'Av. Maybe a person, proper for a person to still put on his shoes, but then to do Kiddush Levana, and then to go home and make Havdalah.